Monday of Holy Week. The Servant of the Servant of Yahweh. The Book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 1 through 7. And the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. I cannot find any obvious or clear connection between the two readings today. They both stand alone as masterpieces of revelation and of theology. In Isaiah, we have the first of the rightly named servant songs, which will continue throughout this week. In these four accounts, hidden away in Isaiah, one either sees a foretelling of Jesus in brilliant analysis, or one wonders if Jesus was modeled in a way to fit these lovely descriptions. The correlation is uncanny at any rate. In the Gospel from John, we have a woman acting as the servant to Jesus. Now, maybe this is the connection. We have Mary of Bethany again taking the fervent disciple's role instead of the hostess's role of Martha. She anoints Jesus' feet with expensive nard, which is the anointing oil for death. My interpretation of this from all three varied gospel accounts is that Mary is accepting the inevitability and the necessity of death for Jesus, which Peter and the male inner circle cannot do. The whole house is filled with the fragrance. Judas is the spokesman in the story, and he pretends to prefer the poor to a simple act of love. That is the clear point. It is forever a judgment on what we might call ideology on the left, and it's a good balance after the text that has heavily criticized the ideology of religious zealots and the Pharisees on the right. Jesus' response appears to be directly from Deuteronomy 15, verse 11. There will always be poor in the land, and I command you therefore always be open-handed with anyone in the country who is in need or is poor. Now, unfortunately, only the first phrase is quoted in the gospel text, with the sad result that people have used this story to teach that religious piety is more important than social justice. And as Paul will insightfully say later in the first letter to Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 3, if I give away all that I possess, piece by piece, or even if I give away my body to be burned, but I do not have love, it is useless. As always, love of Jesus and love of justice for the neighbor are just two different shapes to the one love.